Nancy and I just wanted to say thank you for your cards that we've been getting. Some of them are funny. Some of them try to be funny. And some of them are very meaningful, and I appreciate them. I'm halfway done with the intensive part of the interferon treatment, and that feels good to be halfway there. So, and then I'm hoping that when we start the once-a-week regimen that it'll get better. Have all the things that they said would happen have happened, and I don't carry on conversations very well right now. So, if I look at you with a blank stare, it doesn't have anything to do with you. It has something to do with me. So this morning we're looking at Revelation 1, 9 to 20. Let me read that text. I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the persecution and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write in a book or in a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining with full force. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever and ever. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Now write what you have seen, what is, and what is to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Father, I ask that as we seek to understand this, your word this morning, your Spirit would come now and speak to us in our heart of hearts, that we would have eyes to see and ears to hear all that you would say to us, all that you would show us. In Jesus' name, amen. So John borrows language from Daniel chapter 7 and Daniel chapter 10 and Zechariah 4. All of the images that are used there are things that are found in those passages. John is on the Isle of Patmos. He's been exiled there for the testimony of Jesus and the Word of God. In other words, because he's not stopped speaking about Jesus, the authorities have sent him off to exile in Patmos. And he writes from there, but what he says is, I'm your brother. So he writes not as some distant entity who is disinterested. He's part of the community of these seven churches. And he shares with them, he says, in the persecution, the kingdom, and the endurance. In other words, he says, I know what you're going through. I'm going through it too. You can be assured that this vision that I'm going to share with you is a vision that is as much for me as it is for you. John is in the Spirit on the Lord's day, We don't know exactly what that means, except for it's the Lord's Day, so therefore he's in worship. In the spirit probably means he has a trance-like experience. And he sees a vision. He hears a voice like a loud trumpet. And then he turns to see that voice. And what he sees is a vision of Jesus. Jesus holding seven stars, standing in the midst of the seven lampstands. Later on, we learn that those lampstands have to do with the churches. So what John is saying is that Jesus is standing in the center of our churches. Remember, seven is the number for wholeness, completeness. So he's not only talking to those seven churches, but he's talking to all of the church. He's talking to us today. That's why the songs that we sang this morning are so apropos. He's at the center. He's at the center of our life. He's the center of our vision. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And when he turns and looks, rather than seeing gentle Jesus, meek and mild, he sees a magnificent image of God come in the flesh in the person of Jesus, one like a son of man, with a long robe and a golden sash like the high priest, with hair and head white as snow, filled with wisdom and discernment and understanding, with eyes like flame of fire, eyes that penetrate and see everything. There's nothing hidden from his sight. That feet are like bronze, burnished bronze, strong, lasting, with power. With a voice like many waters. I was thinking about that as I was preparing this message this summer. This last summer I was privileged to do Anna Eskew's wedding up in the mountains. It was quite the experience. And originally they had planned that they would do the wedding at the base of a waterfall until they got up to the waterfall and realized that no one would be able to hear anything that anybody said. So they moved a little ways down. But that's the imagery that is being brought here, a voice like many waters. And who are the angels? I'm not sure who the angels are. Maybe the angels are angels. But remember, angel is a messenger. It may be the pastors of those churches. And from his mouth is a two-edged sword, the word of God that's sharp on both sides. It cuts between bone and marrow. And a face shining brilliant like the sun. And that Jesus is the picture of who's standing here in our midst, no matter what our circumstances. And he says, don't be afraid. What are the things you're afraid of? Think about that for a moment. What do you fear? Jesus is saying to you and to me today, I'm putting my hand on your shoulder. Don't be afraid. He's saying, I am the first and the last. Earlier we had heard first and last about God. Now it's first and last about Jesus. It's another way of saying Jesus is God come in the flesh. Don't be afraid. He says, I was dead, but now I'm alive. I'm the living one. I live forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades, the place of the dead. You do not need to be afraid. I find this to be very challenging. We have a loved one as a part of us who's in hospice at home, dying. Don't be afraid. I have the keys of death and Hades. We have people who are facing illness. Don't be afraid. I have the keys of death and Hades. We have people who are facing financial difficulty. Don't be afraid. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I am alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and Hades. And so we are invited to capture this vision that God has given us through John, to fix our eyes upon Jesus, to look full in his face, in the blinding light of his beauty, and to recognize that things are not always the way they appear to be. If we pull back the veil for a moment, we see a reality that goes much deeper than any reality that we experience here in this life. And it's an invitation to be embraced by that living one, to hear him speak to us, to have him put his hand upon our shoulder and say to us, "Don't be afraid. You need not fear. Regardless of what the set of circumstances are." John's saying to the churches in Asia, I get it. I know what's going on. I know the persecution that you're facing. Don't be afraid. This is the message to the church today. It's the message. I was thinking about this in terms of South Sudan woman who's been sentenced to death for her faith. And I don't want to be trivial about this at all, but the message to her is the same one to you and to me. Don't be afraid. I have the keys to death and Hades. I was dead, but now I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. And I stand in the midst, right here, in the center of this church today, in the center of the church in South Sudan. No matter who you are, no matter what your set of circumstances, Christ is the center. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It's all wrapped up in him. This creation is wrapped up in him, and we can trust him. He sees everything that's going on. He has ultimate wisdom about all things. He has the strength to withstand anything. And he's here for us. He's here for you and for me. Don't be afraid. I'm the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. And I hold in my hands the keys to death and Hades. See behind the veil. See the hope that there is in Christ and Christ alone. Father, I ask that as we apprehend this vision of Jesus, the one who holds in his hands the kingdom, the one who holds in his hands the churches, the one who holds in his hands the endurance in the midst of persecution, who holds in his hands the light of Christ for the sake of the world, that your Spirit would come now and speak to us very, very personally. In Jesus' name, amen.